Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America. Thank you for being with us on the program. The new book, The Swede, is the story of Hans Gruber and Sven Eriksson, two volunteers from Sweden in the Viking SS who fought the Russians on the Eastern Front in World War II. Known for their courage and dedication to battle, their lives, their loves, and the horrors of war, The Swede is written by R.W. Nicholson, a U.S. Army infantry veteran, a successful career in the aviation industry, a freelance writer, collector, and researcher of military history, degrees in Parks Management and Natural Resources from Green River College, and a B.S. in Business Management from the University of Phoenix, an avid outdoorsman living in the foothills of the Cascade Mountains on Shady Lake in Washington State, R.W. Nicholson, author of The Swede, with us on This Week in America. Robert, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Hi, Rick. It's good to be talking with you again.
You know, I read about the location where you are for this program, and I wish I was there with you. A little outdoor stuff there, living in the foothills of the Cascade Mountains. Sounds like the perfect place to live in. A great place, obviously, to write a book.
Oh, yeah, it's great. If you love being outdoors and like hiking and camping and, you know, exploring nature, it's a wonderful place to live.
Well, that I know is a passion of yours, as is military history. And let's talk about that. I mentioned the background of an Army veteran, aviation industry. You worked in classified military weapons technology. Is that where this interest in military history came from?
No, I grew up with a passion for history. I'm not exactly why, but I've always been interested in it. And since I was a very young boy, I always wanted to be a soldier. So when I got old enough, of course, I joined the Army, and it just kind of went on from there. I just did more and more research on past battles and different armies and the history of war and that sort of thing. And I just have a great love for it. Not that I'm, you know, into that gruesome stuff, but...
Well, yeah, and that's interesting because the book is... We mentally can see the scenes playing out as we read the book, The Swede. But you don't get gruesome. It's sort of, you wanted, I know, to do an accurate portrayal of what they're going through in battle without being grotesque in that presentation. How difficult was that to make it lifelike, but not to the point where it's going to turn people off because it's too lifelike?
Right. It was kind of challenging to get that point across. I had to really think about it at times. How do I express what these poor young men seen and experienced, so I kind of threw it past my wife, you know, see what she thought might be gruesome or what, you know, might be okay to deal with. But and I talked to several other people about it, what they thought, and I've got some good feedback, and kind of toned it down a little bit, and things worked out well.
You know, it's interesting because I know that you were asking people, a few people in particular, your wife and your neighbor, for input as you're writing the book. Their big criticism was they're reading faster than you're writing. They wanted to keep the story going so they could find out about it. That had to be a compliment. They're saying, like, can you do this a little faster? Because I want to see what happens next.
You know, I was really surprised about that. I thought they were just being nice, you know. You always support the ones you love kind of thing, but... then other people started reading my work, and I got the same basic replies from them, and I was really, really surprised, you know, and I guess kind of flattered in the same sense. But
I know some people have said, you know, I'm not real big necessarily on history, I'm not real big on military history, but I really liked the story. That has to be maybe the ultimate compliment for a writer when they sort of forget what is actually happening, and they're focusing on the storyline.
Yeah, it is. It's especially from the women. Women particularly aren't really into history or military type stuff. But the feedback I got from them was it was kind of like a history lesson without being a history lesson.
Yes, exactly. In fact, if teachers could do a better job of putting it in terms like you did, suddenly history is going to be interesting. I find history much more interesting now than when I actually was studying history in school, because that was textbook and it was real textbooky at the time rather than a story, which is what you have in your book. The book we're talking about is called The Swede. R.W. Nicholson is our guest in the program. He is the author of the book. His website is R.W. Nicholson, N-I-C-H-E-L-S-O-N. The website, rwnicholson-watch.com. You go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on directly. Let's talk about the story in the book. And I understand this is sort of a story that's been with you for a number of years. It almost sort of had to be written. Talk about how this all began, because you're sort of going through some books in your library. The story, well, you tell the story. The story is there. You think this will make a great movie, but you really didn't act on it until years later.
Yeah, my wife and I are both avid readers. About every 6 months or so, we have to go through our little library and gather up a bunch of books and donate them to our local library. But I bought this book on the Waffen SS years ago. It was particularly on the 5th SS, the Viking Division. And there was a story in there about Swedish volunteers. There were 300 approximately Swedish volunteers that volunteered for this unit. And I read a story about these young men, and I thought, wow, this is fascinating. This would really make a great movie. And so I finished the book, and I put it on my shelf, and it sat there for good, I'd say 15 years at least. And one day, me and my wife were going through books again, as usual, and seeing which ones we wanted to donate. And I pick up this book, and I kind of flip through it, and I stopped at this one page, and it had, at the beginning of that story. And I said, oh, I remember that story. That was a great story. And I thought, you know, I am going to write that story. So I sat down and started doing a little hunting and pecking. And 8 months later, I had a really good story. I've been really lucky to come across that kind of a story to tell other people, because these stories are being lost to history. All the veterans from that war are almost all gone.
Yeah, and there are so many layers to the book. We're talking about the Swede, and there was some controversy. Talk about that and the motivation that the two characters you talk about in the book, Hans Gruber and Sven Eriksson, they were fighting communism. That was it. But there is a little controversy, because we think of these units fighting in World War II, and we think these were bloodthirsty people.
Exactly. The SS... throughout history, they've been kind of portrayed as like bloodthirsty, psychopathic killers that just wanted to kill the Jews and the Slavs and the communists. And it's rightly so. I mean, there were units that were just purely dedicated to the extermination of what the Germans claimed as subhuman. But there are also... just your normal average Joes from Northern Europe that joined the SS to fight the communists. The communists at the time were well known for like invading Finland and trying to take it over and trying to take over different parts of Eastern Europe. And so there's a great hatred for the communists. So the opportunity to get to fight them, a lot of the young men jumped on that opportunity and joined the Germans in that effort.
And there was a lot of bloody combat that went on. And these were known as fierce fighters, weren't they?
Yes, they were. They were. And on the Eastern Front, fighting the Russians, they suffered a lot of casualties. But they were really well known for their dedication in battle and their fearlessness. They'd be almost to the point of... being careless in their ferocity.
What was it like writing the story? You have the sort of the highlight of the story that you're looking at the book, and you decide, okay, this really is worthy of follow-up, a book, a movie, something like that. When you actually started doing the research, what was this like? Were you surprised at what you found out as you were digging into the story of these two and the unit they were fighting in?
Absolutely. It was fascinating. I know a lot about the war itself, from just, reading different books and that sort of thing. But then doing even more research, going into more detail on like the cultures and the reasons why different groups joined, like the Waffen SS, it really surprised me. You would think it was to spread the Nazi ideology kind of thing, but it really wasn't. It was... it was like a crusade to fight communism. But that's really not being told.
Yeah, once you get the facts and you have the basic facts and you decide I'm going to write the book, you use romance, you use humor, drama, you've got some unexpected plot twist as you're reading through this. It's like, wow, I didn't see that coming. Talk about the process of doing that, of taking these facts and making these facts human. They're very relatable as you feel that you're there with these two and others as we're reading the book.
Right. Hans and Sven, they're both quite comical characters. They're just your, you know, average buddies joking around, pulling pranks on each other. And the romance, particularly between the main character, Hans, he falls in love. Well, he's basically been in love with this girl his whole life since they were young. But it tells about their romance together, which is just beautiful. And then a surprise romance with Hans's buddy, Sven, which is really unexpected because it's quite out of his character. And there's plot twists in there. There's comedy, there's drama, there's romance, there's action. There's a little bit of, you know, for everything. There's some plot twists in there that will not only make the women cry, but it'll bring a tear to a man's eye
as
well.
Yes, exactly. We're talking about the book, The Swede, the author, our guest on This Week in America, R.W. Nicholson. The website, his website is rwnicholson-watch.com. The book's available through the website. You can get it at bookventure.com. You can also pick it up, of course, at Amazon, barnesandnoble.com. You can link on to all of that information by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. It's really a fascinating story, and I understand you're working on another one. Talk about the Urchin Warriors. That's a new book that you're working on. Again, it's a fascinating story. As I'm reading the storyline, it's like, wow, I don't remember that happening.
Yeah, the Urchin Warrior is a story about an SS unit that Germany formed towards the end of the war at World War II. They were getting desperate for men. So they started conscripting old men and young boys, and they formed a unit from the Hitler Youth and the Hitler Jugend Division, the Hitler Youth Division. It was young boys about 16, 17, 18 years old, and these boys were quite fanatical because they had been drilled in the head with Nazi ideology since 1936. And this is 1944 when this occurs. So it's a long time to be brainwashed like that. So they were like fanatical, and they were one of the fiercest units the Allies had to fight during the war.
Yeah, and Christian Ekman, that's the main character that we're going to follow in the book. He's
right.
We see a transformation of him during the course of the book. Talk about that, because he ends up falling in love with somebody he shouldn't have been falling in love with.
Right. He transforms from this young boy with a romance of and heroics of war, so to speak. And then he turns into this hardened combat veteran, you know, and he understands the reality of war. But he also he falls in love with a little French girl. Well, Germany occupied France for many years during the war. And for a German soldier and a French girl to be involved with each other was just absolutely taboo. You know, it was absolutely frowned on.
Yes.
And so the romance had to be kind of kept quiet, kind of secret from her family and friends and the rest of the French people. So it's got kind of a Romeo Juliet kind of thing going on. You know, it's a really good story.
Yeah, and like I said, it's a story that I'm not familiar with. I mean, it's been a long time ago since I've studied history, but was this something you were familiar with? How did you stumble upon this story?
Well, you know, being the World War II era is really fascinating to me. For some reason, I relate to it really well. I mean, even compared to today's time, you know, I can relate more to the 18-year-old boys storming Normandy Beach, facing death in the face,
yes,
than I do to the 20-year-old somethings needing safety rooms in college because they got their feelings hurt. Kind of
thing. Gotcha. Yes.
But that era has always been fascinating to me, and so I've read a lot of different type of stories on that war itself, and there's some really fascinating things that the most of the people don't or have no idea that really happened, you know.
And I would assume as you're doing research for a book like that, for stories that aren't necessarily that common, how difficult is it to get this information, enough information, that you can put the book together? How deep do you have to dig for research for these books?
You know, it's surprising. It is kind of hard to get this information, but if you search, there's a lot of memoirs from, say, like officers that were in the war, that, you know, told, you know, where their units were at this, you know, particular time,
right,
what the battle was like, that sort of thing. And then every once in a while, you'll come into this story about this one particular person and what they experienced during that time. And it just, it's fascinating that people don't know this stuff. I mean, it's just, there's so many wonderful stories that just people at, like, well, the saying is, like, you can build a library out of the history that's not told. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly, yes. Yeah, it's interesting as you're telling that story. It's like I got the impression you probably got a notebook filled with names and stories that you're waiting. They're in line now for you to write these. I don't think you're short on material, are you?
Oh, no, absolutely not. my wife came across a story about the Nisei. They were the Japanese volunteers in the American Army during World War II. Not a lot of people know about that either. The Japanese were interned on the West Coast and are basically imprisoned, during the war because of the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor. But the younger generation of the men volunteered for the American Army to fight the Nazis in World War II. And the unit they formed was one of the most highest decorated units in the United States Army's history. So there's a lot of wonderful stories about what they did that, you know, history doesn't even know about. It's not even taught.
Well, I have a feeling you're going to correct that sometime soon, and I'm looking forward to being able to read the book and to hear all the stories. We're talking about the new book, The Swede, R.W. Nicholson, our guest on This Week in America. His website, rwnicholson-watch.com. Books available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Of course, information available at his website as well. And you can link onto our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and go directly to information on Robert's book. An excellent book, an excellent read. It's a story that is a fascinating story, a true story that most of us have never heard about before, working on several others for future books. Robert, a pleasure having you on the program. We'll let you get back outdoors and enjoy some of that great weather out in Washington. Thank you for taking the time to be with us on the program.
Thank you, Rick, and it was great talking with you again.
Thank you. I really enjoyed this. The book is called The Swede. Our guest on the program, R.W. Nicholson. All the information available at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.